What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
All right, Madison, I have a yes or no question for you and you guys listening. And I want you to think on it.
Okay. Thinking already.
Are games necessary when you start dating someone? Yes or no?
Unfortunately, 100%
yes. 100%
yes,
says Madison Howard.
Yeah. Final answer.
You might be thinking that games are something that is malicious or immature or something that you do when you're in grade school and you're that bitch that's like, I don't play games anymore. I'm not that type of person. I'm a woman. I tell men what I want and I get what I want ASAP. Listen, I wish that that was the game. I wish that I could tell any girl or any guy what I wanted and I would just get it immediately. I could say what's on my mind at any moment in time. If I told this girl that I'm stalking her Instagram, that I know her 15th cousin's last and middle name, and I know all of her exes, do you think that would sound maybe just a little bit insane?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. So am I going to spill all the beans? Am I going to show all my cards right away?
Honestly, probably.
Knowing me, that's a fair assumption.
You and your game of coming in
hot,
boiling hot.
Boiling hot.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I usually do come in boiling hot. With that said, the game is always necessary.
And if you're not playing games, ladies, I'm sorry to tell you, you're boring.
You're boring. And you're not going to get the girl.
You're not.
Because
you're really not.
Because here's the thing. Human nature is to want what you can't have, right?
Sure.
So I was having this argument with one of my guy friends. I was on the phone with him last night and I said, listen, and mind you, this is a guy that gets any girl he wants. Like there's not a moment in time in his life where he's ever been like, hey, let's hang out. And a girl has been like, nah, like he's that guy. Okay.
Right,
so
right.
I said to him, if a girl's not playing a game with you, you are bored immediately. He's like, that's not true. Like, I'm old enough to know what I want, what I don't want. I'm not into games. And I said, okay, let me give you an example.
Oop, hit him.
You are into a girl, right? And he goes, yeah. And I say, anytime you text her, anytime you call her, anytime you ask her to hang out, she responds right away. She answers every single one of your calls. She drops all of her plans to hang out with you. And she's just on your dick 24/7. Because if she really likes you, that's what she naturally wants to do.
Right. That's what's going on in her head.
Right. But she knows if she does that, she's going to look like a psycho and she's coming off as too easy.
Right.
So, of course, she's got to hit you with a no.
Yeah.
If she hits you with a yes every time, don't you think you're going to be just a little bit bored? Don't you think she's going to be in your Rolodex of girls that you can just be like, hey, she's on my list of 10 girls that I can just call at any moment in time?
Yeah.
And she'll be at your doorstep.
You don't want to be a girl that like somebody knows that they can call you at like 2 a.m. when like you're wasted and be like, hey, what are you doing? You want to like come pick me up?
And she's like, I just took off all of my makeup, but I'll be over in 10 minutes.
Could you imagine?
Oh, dude. I mean...
Are you going to tell me that you just did this last night?
I'm like scared. No. When you just said that, I was like, wait a second. Has there been a person in my life that I've done that for? And truth be told, like, yes.
There's been people in your life that you've done that for. Have there been people in your life that you've done that to?
Oh, yes. There's been both. But any guy that I've – well, because you guys know, gay, 0.4 seconds.
Point four.
Yeah, my example of that is a guy that I really like so fucking much that like anytime he called, I was just down. And he never took me seriously. Of fucking course he didn't.
Of course not.
Because why would you take me seriously when all you have to do is send a text message saying, hey, you up?
Yeah.
And then I'm over at his house in fucking 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Like, was I well?
No.
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 I wasn't.
No.
No wonder he didn't like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's hit them with a couple examples.
Okay.
Because I know you guys are curious about like, you know, what I mean by this.
Okay.
Or what Madison and I both mean by this.
Okay.
Is that, okay, so quick little story.
Yeah.
My friend hits me up, right? She's like, I need your advice. I do not take my own advice very often. But when I give you advice objectively, take it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a third party and I'm telling you how it is from a girl's perspective that doesn't give a fuck about either one of you in a romantic way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she hits me up and she's like, listen, my friend hit me up. She's bi.
Okay.
She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And she has been trying to hang out. She wants to get together. And so
she wants to swing back the other way.
Yeah. She wants to go back to the girls' team.
She's playing for this team.
Yeah, she's back on the girls' team.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So she hits up my friend and she's like, hey, like, I'm venting to her about her breakup. I really want to get together. Like, let's hang out. Oh, and so my friend is like, yeah, let's do it. Come over to my place. I'll make us dinner and we'll, you know, we'll catch up type shit. She sends me, and then she lets me know that this girl hit her with, I'm so excited to see you, friend.
Oh.
She threw in the word friend.
Harsh.
Right. So my friend, sorry if you guys are losing track. So she hits me back and says, is she saying friend because she's trying to intentionally make it known that, like, I'm friend zoned?
Right. Like, they're not, she's not coming there to fuck.
Right. She's not coming there to fuck. She's strictly coming there to be just friends, mm-hmm. right? So,
which, sure.
Right. So I say, no, she intentionally did say that. Yes, she did add the word friend on purpose. It wasn't like a term of endearment. She made sure to add the word friend. Mm-hmm. So then I said, yeah, she meant to say that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. This is how you get a chance with the girl that is maybe friend zoning you. This is how you get out of the friend zone.
Lay down the playbook, girl who's getting gay for point four.
This is how you do it, bitch. Okay. All right? This is how you do it.
Yeah.
So immediately I write back to my friend and I say, listen, yes, she did say that intentionally. Invite her over, make a bomb ass lunch, and be her friend.
Yep.
Do not hit on her. Do not try to fuck her. Do not try to make out with her. Do not pull a single goddamn move. You let her show up to your Hollywood Hills fucking house and you make a bomb ass lunch and you be her friend.
You know what you do? You serve her the lunch, but you don't give her utensils. You say, hey, fork's over there in that drawer.
Exactly. That's the fucking move right there.
Yep.
You're not attending to her hand and foot. Yep. You're not acting like anything other than her goddamn friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you know what she's expecting? She's expecting to go there and you be on her tits,
right,
being like, and expecting you to try to hook up with her because she thinks she has it like that.
She knows the friend. She knows what she's going there for. She knows what she's getting into.
Yep. She knows that, like, maybe this could be, like, her trying to hit on me, blah, 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 right? Maybe she sensed that you have a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's getting into those waters. But before she, like, makes the move to come over, she is going to say, or she's going to make sure you know that she's coming over just as a friend.
Yeah, she's going to ice you real quick.
She's going to ice you real quick. Don't even try to pull the moves. So I say, you know what? Be your friend then.
Yep.
And then what happens? You have a bomb ass lunch. She shows up to your fucking Hollywood Hills house. You guys hang out. You do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, see you later. Good to see you.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Take one more look at these views and then get the fuck out.
And then get the fuck out, bitch. And then guess what? She is going to be leaving, strolling down those windy hills, thinking to herself, why in the world did that girl not try to fuck me?
She's going to get in her car. She's not even going to drive away. Not even going to drive away.
She's going to be so dumbfounded.
Hit her with a text.
Yeah. She's going to be so dumbfounded. She's going to be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Why? What just happened? I fully was expecting to go to this bitch's house and be like hit on up the ass and have to be like, oh no, I can't. We need to go slow. But guess what?
I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I'm so emotional. Like, let's just do that. Like, let's just be chill. And you're already 10 steps ahead, baby girl.
Yup.
So you're not doing that for shit, okay? Yep. So then she's going to be thinking, why didn't this girl want to hook up with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then her next move is going to be like, wait a second. Why doesn't she want me?
Right.
And then in turn,
she
will want you.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at that. Look at that.
She will want you, bitch.
Just fucking completely and totally misleading people. I love it.
And that is the most strategic game playing that you can do.
Okay.
It sounds immature. It sounds maybe childish.
It is.
But it works. Okay? It works. So do it.
I cannot wait for an update on this story to hear, like,
I'm not even tripping. I'm not even worried about my friend hooking up with her. I know it's going to happen if she does this.
Yeah.
Because listen, if a girl's expecting something and you hit her with the complete opposite, she's super confused.
Oh, 100%.
Right? I mean, anyone is.
100%. 100%. Yeah, like, I guess that point actually makes me think about this girl was – okay, how do I even, like, where do I even start with this? This is like a friend of a friend in, you know, the area in the circle kind of thing, whatever. We meet, we like...
Are you giving an example of a time you played a game?
I'm giving an example of a time I played a game, but also had a game played at me. You know
what
I mean?
Got you, got you.
Let me tell you, I'm a pro on both teams. Yeah, I'm a pro on both sides. So,
okay,
just, you know.
Got it. Him. What'd you do?
I'll give you guys like 0.3 to like pull out your notes app so that
it's been out, bitch.
Yeah, oh shit. Okay. So we meet IRL, you know, we like, I wouldn't say we hit it off, but like, we're cool. That was it. You know, we're like in real life for maybe like the course of a couple hours and then that's it. Nothing, no numbers exchange, no social exchange, whatever. Little while later, I don't know, call it a week, whatever. I get a DM. And I'm like,
wonder who it is.
Open the gram. A one.
You open your DMs.
Yep. So she's in there. And I was like, didn't really know that was the vibe, but okay. We'll see what we can do.
Do when you see her name in your DM? Do you open it immediately?
Oh, yeah. Good point. No, I don't.
Right. You wait.
I left her. I probably didn't respond for a full day.
Yeah.
Full day.
A full day. Listen, a full day is better than like waiting 2.2 seconds. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, yeah. It's either 0.2 or a full day. There's like really nothing in between, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was like, all right. Here's what we got to do. Let me put this bitch on ice because clearly...
Well, she's got it like that.
I mean, yeah. Well, and that's also the point too, is she's hot. So like hot you people, you got to
strategically yeah, with hot people yeah, times 10.
Yep. Hot people, you're like, hey,
yeah,
slow down.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a speed bump. Okay. So yeah, let her simmer for a minute, you know, and then I responded, whatever. Guess who did the same shit? Guess who did 2 days?
Who?
2 fucking days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
This bitch.
So she hit you twice.
Oh, yeah. She's like, hey, you know what? I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down. I was like, all right.
Because you didn't show interest. So that is why she's hitting you up twice, because she knows.
100%.
Like, why is this girl not hitting me up? Yeah. Because she's used to girls hitting her up, right, because she's that hot.
Right, 100%.
And because you're not, she's like, yo, what's good?
I feel like that was the initial thought as well of her like DMing me anyways, because in real life, yeah, I wasn't like.
Yeah, you weren't overly like, no, oh my God, you're so hot.
No, not at all. I didn't give her a fucking taste. Right. She didn't get anything.
Right.
Anything from me. Right.
And then also it's better because then like the tension is just built up. And then 100%. When you guys actually hook up, it's going to be like fire.
100%.
I mean, I'll be low-key the jealous if you go with this girl, but it's fine. Obviously, everyone in the book knows that game. Yeah. I mean, that's just like a classic go-to. Like, you don't respond in 0.2. Like, relax, you know?
Right. Plus, it gives you like a hot minute to like think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, how am I going to play with this one? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anytime I'm able to just like, you know, think back for a second, I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I didn't say originally what I was going to say. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, hey, cringe city.
So I also think being super bold, as you guys know, because I come in hot 24/7. But here's the thing. Listen to my argument on this. Okay, you guys?
Let's hear
Listen to this golden advice.
Whoa.
Golden perspective. Okay?
Okay, really quickly, are you going to take your own advice?
Yes, I do all the time.
Okay.
I truly do this all the time. Okay. I've told you guys this before, that I do this. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But guess what? When it doesn't, cool. On to the next. You know what I mean? On to the next. So my good friend is a tomboy.
Okay.
A femme is hitting her up saying that she's friends with at the moment, but like she wants to fuck her. Okay. My friend wants to fuck this femme girl or hook up with her. Sorry, it won't be so fucking derogatory. Okay. And she says she's coming to me for advice, but I can't tell if she's flirting with me. Mm. I don't know what the vibe is.
Right.
And I go, what is she saying to you? Like, give me some examples. And she's like, she just told me yesterday she's realizing that she doesn't want to date femme girls, that femme girls are not her type, and that she needs to stop wasting her time with femme girls.
Okay.
And I say, okay, you're not a femme. So, like, that's kind of a hidden message in there alone. Mm-hmm. Like, why would she be saying that to you? Maybe she isn't. Maybe she is just saying that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's not. Second thing she says to her, right? I saw you on the dating app and I swiped right.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
So I'm sitting here saying, and then my friend goes, do you think she's down for me? And I go, bro, she just told you two things. If she had just said, I'm realizing I'm not into femme girls. Okay, fine. That's one thing. Take that with a grain of salt. But then on top of that, she says, yeah, I just saw you on the dating app and I swiped right. I mean, could you have more of a fucking ask me out sign on your forehead?
I'm like, this isn't a game. This is like a fucking proposition. Right. This is like, yo, so then, hey, I'm trying.
Well, so this is where the bold move comes in, right? Because some girls don't understand that bold moves, when you are literally getting like, she literally could have basically said to her, why are you not asking me out yet? That's, and then I want to shake my friend and be like, hold on, are you good? Are you aware that she's yeah. trying so hard to get you to ask her out? Like, literally. Why? Like, do it, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Wanted to go down on you fucking yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I say to her, so she goes, so what should I say? Do you think she's into me? And I go, first of all, absolutely she's into you.
First
no
of all,
questions
open your eyes.
Yeah.
Open your fucking eyes.
Okay. Absolutely she's into you. And then I say, and then she goes, what should I say to her? Like, what should I do to like pull a move? Yeah. And I go, you text her right now because you guys are in this conversation and you say, looks like you discovered you're not into femme girls and you swiped right on me. So when can I take you out?
Damn.
She comes back and says, I'm not that bold. I don't have the balls to do that. And I said, you know what?
It's being bold though.
It's being bold because she's just like straight up asking her out and like being confident about it.
But this bitch is telling her. She might as well say to her, yo, could you ask me out?
Bro, I know. Reiterating that you heard what she said.
Yeah, and this girl's clearly into you, so you can't really do any wrong,
right,
to be honest.
Exactly. And then I said, okay, and then I'm like, why aren't you doing it? Like, why wouldn't you say that? And she's like, because I'm worried about being rejected by her. And I'm like, you're dating. When you are dating, you are going to be rejected by people left and right. That's just mm-hmm. part of the fucking game.
Yeah.
You know? There's going to be times when you aren't there. So, like, what would you rather do? Not say shit, and then you're just, like, sitting there, like, mm-hmm. wanting to hook up with this girl forever, and then you just never do it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, bro, just ask her. Mm-hmm. Say it in that way. Be confident about it and just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get turned on. I literally was crying all night last night about some bitch. Okay? Yeah. It happens. Yeah. But then you're on to the next, you know?
Yeah. So
bold moves are, I guess they're like part of the game in the sense that like they need to be done.
Yeah.
Many people are scared to fucking do it. And it's like just say something bold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it more, take risks when you're dating.
Because why not, bro? Yeah, and it also gives you an answer one way or the other. Even
exactly.
if that answer is no, like I'd rather have the answer of no than not have a fucking answer. Like there's nothing
100%.
More infuriating. Actually, and I guess this plays into games. There's nothing more infuriating mm-hmm. than when I can't suss out what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is not giving me any sort of signals one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe that is my cue that I should just back the fuck off. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing more frustrating than like not knowing one way or the other than talking to somebody. Okay, so like I'll talk to this girl and we met on an app, but it was like pretty immediately like friend vibes, mm-hmm. you know? And so like we were texting or whatever and then we decided to hang. But when we were texting, like she was super cool and like funny as fuck. Like we connected really well. We started talking about like, you know, parts of our lives and whatever that were like, I don't know, you know, significant, I guess, in some way, you know, me and paragraphs. But at the same time, I was still, there was not that like, oh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was not that like, okay.
It was just ambiguous the whole time.
Right. I want to take this to the next level. But then once it did get to a point where I was like, oh, interesting. Like I feel like, yeah, we're talking as friends, but like, definitely want to make out with you. I'm like, fuck, how do I like mm-hmm. sift through that? And especially like when I'm getting basically the same message from her. Well, I guess let me say this. I feel like she's probably in the same position that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know if like she should make a move or not. I don't know if I should make a move or not. And what I can tell you right now with this situation is I'm so like at this point, I'm just fucking over it.
Because
I'm
make a move.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, either I make a move or I don't.
Right.
And I think the decision that I've made is to just not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm so much, it feels so much better to just be, I can't say it feels better. It feels better in a sense of like, okay, now I can like fucking
move
do
on.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good in a sense of like,
it's not working out the way you
wanted
it to.
I don't feel like it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, like you said, like this just fucking happens,
mm-hmm.
you know? But again, yeah, it's either like make a move or don't. Well, actually I have made moves. I feel like, I guess actually in the same sort of setting, like mm-hmm. as much as I'm sitting here now, like it being super ambiguous, I do feel like I've made moves and I don't feel like they haven't necessarily been reciprocated or received. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's almost like I put it out there in like the vacuum and it just like went away. Like mm-hmm. nothing ever came of it. You know?
And then in that situation, here's the thing. If you feel like you are making a bold move, you are making moves, it's always safer to make the bold move instead of like the like kind of move.
100%.
Because if you make a kind of move, it can be interpreted as like not a move.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there being like, why didn't,
literally
you're
exactly.
sitting there being like, the yeah. other girl is like, why isn't she hit on me? Exactly. And you're like, I did hit on you and you're
exactly.
not taking it.
Exactly.
So just do it bold, like be bold about it, because yeah. then you'll have an answer one way or the other and then you can move on, or, and you're rejected or you're not.
Right.
And listen, everyone gets rejected, so it's fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even if you're fucking leaning in for that makeout and they're like, no.
Oh, bro, I literally did that. There's another episode that we're going to have about rejection. I was cold-heartedly
yep.
rejected.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I still don't regret that shit.
No, not at all.
Okay? Yeah,
not
I was embarrassed and I was like hurt in the moment.
Right.
But listen, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
You know? If this girl does want you, mm-hmm. okay, it's a 50-50 shot. She does or she doesn't. So if she does want you, right, and you make that bold move, she's like, I'm wet.
Right.
Like, literally, I'm wet. Okay? But if you make some half-assed bullshit move, like,
right.
like, hey, like, we should hang out sometime.
Then you're nothing special.
Hey, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of, are you free Saturday? I'll make us a reservation at 7 p.m. Listen, right. I went on a date 2 weeks ago with this girl. She hits me with, when are you free?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we had talked like two text exchanges. You guys know my game. I hate texting. I hate doing the whole bullshit back and forth, right?
Hate communication, anyway.
Right? So she hits me with, when are you free? I want to take you out. And then I told her, I was like, I'm free Saturday. She's like, great. I called three different places to make reservations, but this is the only one that works. Like, does that work for you?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, like this girl's hot.
Yeah.
Because she asked me when I'm free immediately.
Okay.
Made reservations mm-hmm. and like we just did it. And okay. then I met her and like it was fucking dope. Like it was just like hot.
Mm-hmm. Really quickly to play devil's advocate,
mm-hmm.
why everything that you just listed to me, well, the three things that you just listed to me, that made me feel like the person we were talking about earlier who's like too available. Why was what this girl said and how she behaved hot to you instead of too available?
Okay, this is why. Because I didn't write back and say, I'm free every day this week.
Yeah.
I wrote back and said, I'm free Saturday.
Okay.
If you write back and say, I'm free whenever you are, yeah. hey, yeah, no, you're not.
I feel.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You have a life. Mm-hmm, and even if you're mm-hmm. sitting your ass on your fucking couch watching porn all day, you tell this girl you're only free Wednesday and Saturday at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Okay?
Right. Because that just like, that also too, like, again, it makes the fucking decision.
Right.
If you're like,
you gotta make decisions.
We can do, yeah, whatever uh-huh. day. If I say to a girl, I wanna hang out, and she's like, yeah, whenever, I'm like, never mind. Because
yep.
I want you to tell me a day right. so we can just make the fucking plan and be done with it.
So there's definitely a balance of like being bold, because yeah, you don't wanna like, if you're bold over and over and over again, mm-hmm. this bitch is like, yo, I told you 16 times I'm not down for you, then it's like, yeah, relax. But there are moments when you have to know, like, yeah. I got to do this. And right. if she's not down for you, she's dead to you.
Yeah, and
she's over.
Move the fuck on.
On to the next.
Move the fuck
okay?
on.
Okay? And you'll get over it.
You'll get over it. You have one of the four lesbians in LA done. Move on to the next three.
Exactly.
You'll see her again.
Absolutely. And I know I just was preaching like again Tony Robbins, but guess
yep.
what?
Yep.
Sometimes I feel like, you know why? It's because I feel like I was talking to you guys like I was talking to my friend earlier about like this advice I was
right.
giving her,
right.
and I wanted to shake her yeah. and be like, bro, do what the fuck I'm saying because it's
yeah.
gonna work.
yeah.
And like she was just so not on board, and I'm like, oh, what you not see?
Right.
So I know
right.
I'm screaming at you guys, but it's because I want you to get mm. the girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're here just trying to make you all 15s.
Yeah.
I don't know like how many more times we have to say it.
I told my friend she's a 15.
Yeah.
She doesn't see it yet. So I'm trying to make her see it. Right. Okay. So that's why I'm screaming at you like I'm
yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Once again on my goddamn
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, follow us on Instagram. Write us in your
yep.
stories of when you fucked up the game, when you played the game well.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, follow us on Instagram, Girl Scene Pod, Blake
yep.
_Aaron_Madison.
Madison Howell.
All right, see you guys in the next one.
Later.
Peace.